You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Fight Back with Joy, Celebrate More, Regret Less, Stare Down Your Greatest Fears by Margaret Feinberg. This book is read by Margaret Feinberg. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Worthy Publishing, originally published in English as Fight Back with Joy, Celebrate More, Regret Less, Stare Down Your Greatest Fears. Copyright 2015 by Margaret Feinberg, LLC. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 0.000, Why We Live Joyless Lives. New Year's resolutions are so last year, according to my friends. Many of them instead choose to live by a single word, one that embodies what they most hope God would do in their lives during the coming year. My friend Sarah selected love last year, which led her to mend ties with her estranged father. Then there was John, who chose balance. He hung a chart on his kitchen wall to track his days and make sure he spends enough time with his family. And after Patty picked hope, she enlisted friends to help her see the sunny side of every situation. When her pessimistic tendencies emerge, her friends give her a hope nudge. Seeing how this practice enriched my friends' lives, I dreamed about which word embodied the work I most wanted God to do in my life. I had spent years listening for the sacred echoes, the repetitive voice of God in my life. I'd set out to scout for the divine, searching to better understand God through lesser-known biblical texts. And I had worked to shake myself from spiritual slumber and encounter the wonder of God all around. During these God journeys, a word kept bubbling inside me and fluttering about everywhere I turned. Only three letters and one tiny syllable. Joy. Could this be my word? For most of my life, I had thought of joy as a natural byproduct of a life well lived, a complimentary add-on, a tacked-on freebie, like one of those late-night infomercials that promise, but wait, there's more. Maybe such a bonus was included. I never seemed to find it amid the packing materials. With the holidays in my rearview mirror and a new year just ahead, I determined it was time to pursue a joy-filled life. No need to wait for joy to arrive mysteriously in the mail one day. I needed to try spiritual practices that might nurture joy. Only a few months in, I was less effective at living out my word than my friends had been. Some joy experiments were disasters, like creating a homemade worry-o-graph that raised my anxiety rather than lowering it, and trying to mandate kindness, which backfired and made me a crabby pants. The silliest fiasco was the 2 weeks I committed to saying yes to everything. When I asked select friends and members of my online community to join me, I received a unanimous response, that is wacky town. Okay, only one person used that exact phrase, but everyone else hid behind excuses like spread too thin, too busy, and no way I could do that. Their responses surprised me, because I am that friend, the one always plotting the next caper. I'll call you at midnight to see if you want to try indoor skydiving, go on a 10-day juice fast, or score cheap airline tickets to Iceland. Sometimes I won't ask or tell you what we are going to do. I'll just send the details on a treasure map of when and where to meet. The chorus of no should have alerted me that the yes experiment wasn't sustainable. Discouraged but not defeated, I decided to embark on the venture by myself. I explained the details of the yes experiment to my husband, Leif. You're doing this? You're crazy. You know that. Of course, but I'm your crazy. You're going to say yes to everything? Within reason, don't worry. I won't sell our house for a dollar. Do I have to say yes to everything? He asked. Well, you can say no to anyone and anything you want, I explained. But I'm agreeing to every request, including emails, texts, phone calls, tweets, and mail that it's addressed to me. Does that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?